welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. If you're new today, maybe you showed up here because we talked about on the show talking about Tom Brady today, and let you know how you could find the Aftercast. Thank you. We appreciate you joining it. And it's where we take what we do on the show, and it's things that we don't have time to get to, or things that we don't get to spend a lot of time on or delve into. And some of it's life stuff, some of it's stories. And so that's kind of what the Aftercast is here. And we appreciate you joining us. So we talked about Tom Brady retiring again, and I do believe this is it for him. I don't see him coming back. How many times did Favre retire? Twice?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think Favre was twice.
Twice being that he retired and came back twice.
And then retired again. Yeah, and he might have come back again. Like, it was weird for him.
He had a weird... I always forget how to spell his last name. He retired...
Favre.
It looks like he retired once again in 2008 while on the New York Jets. He came back out of retirement the following year and signed with the Vikings.
Okay.
So it looks like he retired once again while on the Jets.
And because he'd already retired from the Green Bay.
Yeah, I think so.
Twice.
Like, yeah, I think it's twice.
See, that's the thing, man. Like be a man of your word. If you're gonna stop. But then he didn't have like a good career after that, I don't believe. I don't think that those years with the Vikings were good, were they?
I think he had one decent year in Minnesota, and back then quarterbacks could get slaughtered and the refs wouldn't really throw flags and protect them. And so I think he had one good year where they were like looking solid, and then it was gone. Like, he was old and he was getting hit and his body was taking a toll.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like, Brady's 45 playing in the NFL because they protect quarterbacks and he gets rid of the ball quicker than most people.
It is interesting that what drives people. I've always thought about this too. As I'm getting older, like in my career too, like my goals are starting to change and what I value is starting to change. And like, if you're 45, you're already set for life.
Yep.
You like, why not call it when you're on the top?
He would have been set for life 10 years ago.
Exactly. And like, go out on top and then like go to a new phase of your life. But what is that competition or that competitor spirit in you that keeps you going back? And part of me thinks it might be even the guys and the dynamic and the camaraderie. Like, I think there's something to that that he didn't want to let go, even though his wife, Giselle, was like, I want you to retire. So this is part of the speculation. So if you're Giselle, are you mad about this? Because they're married, last year or whatever it was, 2 years ago. And she says, I want you to retire. He says, I'm retiring. He comes back out of retirement to play and they get divorced. And so there was so much speculation that this was the final straw in the relationship, that he didn't listen to her and he went back and played. And then 1 year later, he retires again. It's like, you guys couldn't hold your marriage together for one more year, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you're her, like, why are you doing this? Like, now you make me look like an idiot. And we could have worked through this.
She commented on the video.
She was kind.
Really?
Yeah, and she was just like, my best wishes to you in this new season of life or something like
that. It's weird that that's the form of communication they have.
Yeah, I'm
sure she probably has talked to him, you would think, as co-parents, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is, too, like, everyone speculates and like, okay, well, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. And maybe it was. But the thing about it is, very rarely is it one solitary issue that unravels a marriage. You know,
it's usually a
host of things. And it's usually a host of things on both sides. You know, no one ever wants to admit that. It's very rare. But it does happen where it's one person.
So what was your speculation?
That Giselle was mad, even though I know she posted on the thing, that I think that she would be like super frustrated if this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, why would you have disrespected me and broken our marriage up, destroyed our family for one more year of football, you know, and then just to retire now?
I have a different speculation.
Oh, what is it?
Love it.
I think that it's tied to this new movie that's about to come out,
80 for Brady.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe the people that made the movie or whoever are like, listen, we've got to get some traction on this. Like, we're afraid that it's not going to win in the box office. So we really need you to retire for good. And then people are going to see the movie. Which it looks cute, by the way. I really like Sally Field. So.
Oh, she's great, isn't she?
Yeah, she reminds me of my mom.
She does. Yeah, and Lily Tomlin's in it. And then what's Jane Fonda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I will say this, as I'm hoping, again, that this is the end for him. I had mentioned that he had signed the 10-year contract with Fox to be a broadcaster. What do you guys think, 10 years at Fox for Tom Brady, how much do you think that they are going to pay him for that? What do you think that salary
First, let me ask how much he pays to play.
Oh, football?
Because it's got to be.
Is he a $50 million guy?
Buck salary.
Is he a $50 million?
No. After he retired, his compensation was $15 million this last year because I think he took a little bit of a pay cut.
He was only $15 million for the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is hard. I wish I knew this.
I thought his last deal was $50 million for, you know, 4 years or 3 years, something like that.
So the estimation for the amount of money that Brady was roughly paid over his 23 NFL seasons was $525 million, $333 on playing contracts, and $200 from endeavors off the field. Oh, so that means, like, via football, he only made $333 million. He was famous for being somebody who took pay cuts for his team to be built in a better way.
Oh, really?
And I think that's why he has 7 Super Bowls.
So if his money is that for playing football,
like maybe $20 million a year.
Okay, but that's the thing. I just did the math. So 323 from football divided by 23 years in the NFL is only $14.4 million a year.
Yeah,
I thought he would be more than that.
I think so because there are guys right now. There's Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, has a contract right now that's 10 years, $500 million.
Yeah,
there are other guys making around $50 million a year. Right,
yeah, that's
now
crazy
because the NFL's pay, the amount of money that they divvy out to teams does rise every single year because the NFL is great. Like, it was $208 last year. It's $224 this year.
Right.
So, like, they keep raising that bar, but Brady was caught in this era before the insane inflation.
Wow,
so he
that's crazy.
Definitely didn't make much. But, yeah, I guess just on 10 years at Fox.
$12 million a year.
I'm going to put him lower than that. They think they can get a deal on him, 5 a year.
Over the course of 10 years, he would make $375 million as a broadcaster.
Okay, well, that's great. And we're not making that here. So, boy, nicely done. Yeah, nicely done. Do I have to know anything about sports?
Probably.
I worked at a radio station. I worked at a sports radio station, Gavin, when I was younger.
That. I love that.
Yeah, and I worked there, and I was hired because I knew nothing about sports. Like, they wanted me to be the guy on there that was just anti-sports or didn't know anything, so I could just be funny and I didn't have to worry about offending anybody or my allegiances to anybody. Like, Jack Youngblood was a famous hockey player and a brutal hockey player, and I didn't realize this, and I called him a bad word to his face, and the guy that hired me thought I was gonna get beaten up right then and there, you know. It's like, I just didn't know. I put Joe Walsh, the coach, or Bill Walsh, what was it? I don't even know. Yeah,
there is a Bill Walsh football coach.
Yeah, it was one of the big coaches, maybe for the 49ers, was calling in one time to be on the show, and I put him on hold because I didn't know who he was,
and I let him
sit on hold forever.
Yeah, it was 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers. It was that guy. I had no idea, but it was fun. I mean, it was nice because I was there just to poke the bear with a stick, and I love that.
But so. I can't wait for 80 to Brady. Come, 80 for Brady. I think that one looks good.
Yeah, it'll be cute. It's based on a true story, I heard. Or a true-ish story.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Lady Rock, what you got?
Kelsey Grammer. He was in the news lately because he told Fox News that he's got 7 kids and he's making sure to put them in his will so that they will have an inheritance.
He's 67 years old, too. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But he has his kids age. They range in age from 6 years old to 39.
I can't even imagine
having a 6-year-old.
67 years old and having a 6-year-old?
That means he had him when he was 61.
I can't even fathom that.
That means you would have to wait 6 more years before you had a child.
Oh my goodness. I cannot even imagine.
Insane. But anyways, he's got 7 kids and he's making sure they're all in his will and that they're taken care of. He said he's doing this because it's his job, he said. It's my job to make sure that they're cared for and that they are well cared for. So, okay, so he's doing that. Now, on the opposite spectrum, Marie Osmond, she had stated, and this has been a while back, but she had stated that her children won't be included at all in her will. That they're not going to get a bit of her money.
Wow.
Because she claims that if she just hands... If when people get handed money, it breeds laziness and entitlement.
Sure. I think there's a balance. Like, I want Haley to work, you know, for big chunks of her life. When I die, I want her to be taken care of. I want to know that she has, you know, a leg up and that she'll further that with her kids, you know, and like wealth building kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like Marty's family, you know, when her parents passed away, they had money left over and they did an inheritance for us. So we're benefiting from that. And I want to make sure that I don't spend it all and then have Haley benefit from it too, you know, and because you do, is the older you get, you start thinking about those things. Mm-hmm. Now I do want to enjoy my time while I'm still functional, you know, and so I'm spending some of her inheritance. Like we're taking a trip in August and we ain't taking her.
Good for you.
My That's wife great. Just told her yesterday.
How'd that, she take it?
She was sad. She did frowny face. But she's like, so am I not included on this trip? And Marty's like, no. But we did tell her we will take her. We'll plan one trip with her next year and we'll take her on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but.
And she's an only child, right. So she'll definitely make your will, and get all of it.
It makes you
so much... have to, like, divide it with other kids.
I can't even tell you how much easier that was, because we have an estate, like a trust fund type thing. All of our stuff is in a trust. We had gone to this thing at our church, and they're like... Because after Marty's dad died, it would probate and all of the things to get the things that they had that they want you to get. If you don't do a trust, is really hard and it's costly and time consuming. And so if you have a trust, things just pass through easily. And so we put everything, all of our cars, house, everything is in a trust so that when we die, instantly goes to her. And so when I was having to do all the paperwork for this, I was like, oh, it's so nice to have one kid. 100%. 100%, 100%.
Just, yeah, not like, 33.
Yeah, or don't like this one, 8.
40,
you know?
20.
Or the infighting over things. And it's funny because, like, the older you get, too, you've probably had this. If you have an older parent and you're older, you've probably had this. I don't know, Rock. Well, you're an only child, so you probably don't have this. But, like, you'll go to their house. And the older they get, they're like, hey, do you want this? And they start asking you about things you want. And then they write it down. Okay, so Wally wants the Mayflower ship on the top of the cabinet. Jenny wants the buffet. And my mom writes it all down. And I've had other people that do the same thing with their kids.
It
and
sounds
so,
a little sad.
It does. And like when my dad was dying, I'm like... at his house and he's like, hey, you know, do you want this? I've already promised the neighbor the scroll saw, but you don't want this, you know? And it was the weirdest thing because, like, he would ask me each time I came to visit what I wanted, and I just always felt really weird with that.
Yeah, it's like shopping.
Yeah, and I was like, Dad, don't worry, it's fine. Don't worry about that. Let's just talk. But it's what he wanted. He wanted to know that I got things that mattered to him.
Taking care of.
I've heard of families that have taken stickers, like that you can write on the sticker your name, and you stick it on that item.
Like an antique shop?
Yes.
Yeah, and so if there's an item that you want, you stick your sticker on it with your name, and so when that person... and dies, it goes to you because it has your name on it.
I'm really glad that in my family, there's not drama with this, and it's pretty, my mom doesn't have a lot, you know, and so it's nice because there's no fighting. Each of us wanted different things, and they were all things for sentimental reasons. They have no monetary value to anybody whatsoever, but there's like three things I want, you know, and my sister the same way, I have three sisters and a brother, and I really did like that part of our family. I'm like, that's good, because I've seen money unhinge families, and I get it, like I understand it. It can be super divisive.
It's a stressor.
Yeah.
Well, it's the responsibility of the person who's putting together their will to make sure that everything is laid out.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then you're just going to cause a huge debacle.
Yeah, because it stinks to have to do it, but it does make it easier and better for everybody in the long run. Mm-hmm. Back to like the Maria Osmond thing, there's a great quote from the movie The Descendants. It's not a great movie, but it's got George Clooney in it, and they're talking about leaving money to your kids. And I've always loved this quote, leave your kids enough money to do something, but not enough to do nothing. And I'm like, that's a real good thing. Like, you want to, you know, help them out, give them a leg up, make sure they don't have to struggle too hard. But if you just give them everything,
right,
then they learn nothing, you know, and that's not healthy for them ultimately either. And so I thought that was
really inheritance cool. Life lessons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, one day everybody has to face it.
Do you know what your parents is?
No, I have no clue.
Are they halving everything equally between the three of you?
I would kind of hope so. But then I would also hope that it would depend on how everyone's doing in life in terms of like who needs more and who could use the extra help. Right.
But what if you don't agree with what they did? Hmm. Like, what if they're like, oh, your sister never got married, so we're going to give her more.
That's a good question. I have very much always trusted my parents with how they've handled their finances, and they've done like a really good job of like blessing all three of us, right, whether it's with, you know, like help with car stuff, help with college. Like, I appreciate that my dad served in the military and helped me get through college because of the bill. And I appreciate the way that they've helped me as a young adult. I think they do a great job with my brother and sister. I don't see it on a day-to-day basis. But I love that I remember whenever I went to college, they were like, yeah, we'll give you this. We'll give you a little bit of money every month because you're not going to eat as much cereal at home. So we'll donate the cereal money to you.
That's funny.
I think they'll do a good job. I had a question. Do you think that your daughter thinks about the inheritance at all?
No, this is one thing I know, because I'll make jokes about it, you know, and stuff like that. And she is really kind of like Betty. Like, Betty has gotten better about it, but Betty used to always be freaked out by health stuff and like super concerns about her parents' health. Haley was the same way. And like, I'll make jokes about dying and her being rich or whatever. And she like almost gets offended. And she's like, no, I don't want a no. And I'm like, oh, good. Okay, it makes me feel better. I know it's twisted. I see your face.
You are so insecure.
I see your face.
About whether or not your daughter loves you or not. So you have to threaten her and put out a negative comment,
right,
so that she can tell you, no, that doesn't matter to me.
It reinforces,
really,
yeah.
Why can't you just say, be honest, and just be like, hey, I love you.
Oh, I tell her I love her all the time.
And she says, I love you too.
Yeah, but does she mean it? We don't know. And so
is there any chance?
Your face, Rob.
It's the face.
It's a miracle that she is as good as she is. I don't understand.
Does Betty stand any chance at sneaking into your will someday?
That is a great question.
That is a great question. She does get my TV. So we've
already claimed that.
We've already had that.
The longer you live, the more I'm like,
yeah, it's old now. Yeah, wait till he gets a new one.
He'll probably update everything in his house except his TV. Yeah. He'll be the oldest thing he's got.
Yeah, it'll be like, they'll be on like holograms or whatever, and I've got like an old LCD TV. Like, what is this? It's like, might as well be a tube TV. Here you go, Betty.
It's not even smart.
Yeah, Wally thought about you when he died. You know what? I would love Betty to be in my will somehow.
I bet he would. He'd leave me all the crap that he doesn't want.
I feel like I've raised her.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I've raised you. I deserve something.
Well, I've known Betty since she was 20, 21.
Something like that.
Yeah, 21.
22,
yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
So, yeah. So basically, like raising my daughter now.
It's about equivalent.
Was what I went through with Betty for sure. All right. You got any birthdays?
Nope.
All right. Well, that was easy. And I think that's going to do it for our aftercast today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.